וישלח יעקב מלוכים לפונו ולעשו בוכים ארצו סייר שדה עדן. וישוב המלוכים אל יעקב בונו אל הוכיחו אל עשו וגם הולך לקרוס לו בארבע מאיס איש אימוי וירו יעקב מאויד וייצר לו וייחץ אסאום אשר איתו וסצוין וסבוקו והגמל ושמח לויס ויאמר עם יובי עשו ויקו ויקו וימח נעלישו לפלייטו. אז במפורשים מגדר אומר לזה פשט ויירו יעקב מאויד וייצר. זה כפילו שלוש. ויירו יעקב מאויד וייצר. סורשי זה ויירו וייצר. ויירו שמו יהורק. וייצר לו אם הוא יהרוג אחר. ויירו יעקב מאויד שמו יהורק. וייצר לוי שמו יהרוג אחר. מר יודיסקין היה זה קשה, what is the problem if you will kill אחרים? They call me to kill him, איזה וזה רוידף. He allowed to kill him. ואירו שמו יהורג, it makes sense. אבל וייצר לוי שמו יהרוג אחר? זה מר יודיסקין זה, זה וזה נבואה רבקו אימנו לא מואשקל שניכם ביום אחד. רבקו said they're going to die in the same day. חזל say when יעקב died and he came to מורס המכפלו איסף קיים and חושי מדון chopped off his head, they died. So when רבקו told יעקב to run away, she said לא מואשקל שניכם ביום אחד. I have a נבואה, you're going to die in the same day. So Yaakov was scared maybe he will be killed, and he was scared if he will kill Esau, because if he kills Esau, he's dying in the same day anyways. So he was scared. It's a lost case. If he's killed, he's killed. If he kills, he's also going to be killed. Because lama eshkal shneichem b'yomech. Some say that he was scared maybe he will kill, and he could yochel atzilei be'echod me'evorov. The Maisa, if he could kill Esau, but Echot Me'avor, if he doesn't have a head to kill Esau. So he was scared, maybe he will kill him, and he will have a oifen, Le'atzile Be'echot Me'avor. Some say, as we get to the sugis that we learn now in Yeshiva, that Le Maisa, we learn Shitas Teisves, Mishonim, that Benoyach, Shitas Arambam, is no Yehorik Val Yavor, and Shem Amitzes Benoyach. The guy is not mechuyev to Yehorik Val Yavor. If oil simo Yisrael Avor, he's not mechuyev. He's allowed to oiver and gimel aveiris. A yid is mechuyev to Yisrael Nefesh. A guy is not mechuyev to Yisrael Nefesh. And they come with a gun and they tell him to do Avi Dezor, Gila Rashi, Chazdomi. He's allowed to listen. It's told in the London, it's Rashi. The male of the Arbamo is Ish who forced by Esau to come. So the male of the Etzem, even that they're going to kill him, could be they don't have a halacha to be killed. I heard once Chassidus Shavuot Chazal say that from the Bnei Bonov Shel Homon Labdutei Reb Bnei Brak that Rav Meir came out from Edom, the Gemara in Horias. The Gemara calls Rav Meir Alamol and Shas Achirim Oimrim. So he was killed. He will kill Esav Shemo Yaarog Achirim. He will kill Rav Meir. אז רב מאיר is called אחרים, and רב מאיר came out from Esau. So he was killed, שם הוא יהרוג אחרים. Then, the shell is what is ויירו וייצר. So רבי צהל brings down from the דאסקני מבעלי התספס, ויירו וייצר, the דאסקני says, מייצר הויו, שהויו יורם מאיסו. ויירו יעקב, וייצר לו. Why am I scared for my brother? Where's my ביטוח? I say that the Askeni from Bala Ateis says, ויירו וייצר. But he brings down the Gevaldi Gevaldi from Bitzabot. Why he was scared for myself? The man said he kept Kol HaTirei Kulo, Esav can't kill him. It was two mitzvahs that he didn't keep. Kibudav. And he took two sisters. Kibbutz Av state, Ish Ovi Ve'imoy Tiro. two sisters, the Gemara brings down Yevomis, Isha lachise lisikach litzroir legal eservoso. Vayiro Yaakov vayetzer loy. He was scared from the Vayiro and the Vayetzer, from Kibud Avraham and from Vayetzer. Anyway, the pasuk is mamshich. He sends Hatzileinu miadochi miadeso. Vayokom balaylo. Vayivoser Yaakov levadoi vayeovek ishimoi ad alois hashochar. Yaakov stays on his own, and there's a fight. Sori shel Esav comes down, and he's fighting with him ad alois hashochar. Vayar ki lo yuchalo, he couldn't win him. In a second we'll see what happens. What is vayeovek ishimoi? What happened? It was a fight. The whole night they were fighting. The pasuk writes it in one word: Vayeovek ishimoi. What is Vayeovek? Rashi brings down two pirush. Menachem pirush miloshon ovok, dust. When two people are fighting and they're hushing and they're pushing, then comes dust. The floor, they're pushing it, they're shoveling. Everything becomes dust. Kishnaim shemisavki mali mofo beragleim al yedei na'anuim. So vayeovek ishimoi miloshen ovik. The person was fighting with it and it became dust. Velini rezot Rashi. Loshen vayekasha. The Gemara says when a person was doing a lot of avodah zarah, ovik ba'avodah zarah. Moses says a person is a choshi that a mishkav zocho, a mishkav animal that is a dog that is ovik bay. The dog is jumping at him the whole time, so you have to choshi it. Ovik is miloshin connected. Zot Rashi, shechen derech shnayim, when they're fighting, they hug each other, and they hug and they hug and they try to get one on the floor. Kishnayim shemisatzmim lehapi lish esreyu, choyf koi veof koi bezroiso. Pirush Rabbi says it was sorry shalais. So Rashi has two pirushim and pirush of milus ovok. Dust, to people that are fighting, the dust comes up to the shemaim. And to people that are fighting, they hug each other. Periglam and base pasuk hofei. They're hugging each other. And vayeovek ishimo. I heard from my brother, Reb Chaim Yitzchok, the Mashgiach from Chevron, he said a gevaldik evot. It's not two pirushim and Rashi. Eilu ve'eilu, about to say. This is Sori Shal Esav that is coming to fight. It's two ways how Sori Shal Esav comes to fight. It's one way he comes like a dust. What is a dust? Fighting. A gezeire, not to go to the army, to close the koilalim. Esav, this is Esav. As another zach, Hitler was a Esav. Stalin was a that's called Esav. Sometimes it's an Esav that it's hard to learn, can't understand the Gemara, it's very difficult to you. Sometimes you have a disease, it's hard for you to learn, you're tired, a headache. All of that, sometimes you become so down, like dust, all not clear, dusty, all dusty. It's hard. This is one way that it's a horrifying. But it's another completely different way. He hugs you. You become friendly with bad people. You're rich. And you start to go to that hotel, this hotel. And before you know, you left the Yiddishkeit. In a friendly way. Two ways that it's a horrifying. The Gemara in Chulin Tzadik Aleph says, Machleikes, Chad Omar Kam Oretz Nir Eloi. This guy that came in the middle of the night, how he looked? One man says, he looked like Am Haaretz. Esav. Look like Esav. Chad Omar ki Talmid Chochem Nir. That's a man da Omar. These are the two pshatim. Both are Emes. Was a pchina of the Milchome like Am Haaretz, poshet hating the Torah. And it's a pchina from inside. Salevi says in the beginning of the parsha, Hatzileinu no miyad ochi miyad Esav. Vayiro Yaakov oi vayetzer loi. Hatzileinino, Lamed Beis Yud Beis. Hatzileinino miyad ochi miyad Esav. Hatzileinino miyad ochi Esav. Miyad ochi miyad Esav. What is the two miyad? One kash. Second kash, it's like the Mesalevi. Because it's your brother, is the least reason to be scared from him. A stranger is more dangerous, right? So why, when you doubt it to Hashem, you have to remind Hashem that he's your brother? Hashem, save me from my brother Esav. Now is not the place to say that it's not so dangerous. Zog de Beis Halevi, sometimes he comes like a brother. If Esav wants to be my brother, Hashem, save me. They want to change the chinuch to be like them? Save me. Save me from the Mizrahi. Save me from them. I don't want to be friendly with them. I don't want to be a part of them. And if they want to fight with me, save me. Hatzileinu miyad ochi, miyad Esav. What is more dangerous? What he says first, miyad ochi, the most dangerous. If he wants to kill me, no. But if he wants to be friendly with me, this is terrible. We have our brothers, the Timonishe. The Timonishe Yidalach, with 2,000 years in Tamar, with the little Gulgalach, with the funny hats, everything stayed. The guy wanted to kill them to marry off their daughters. Never. They came here, they put him in the chiloinim, put him in the kibbutzim, and let him to be exposed to all different dancing. A couple years old, they almost went off the derech. The Yitzhak Hora from Achi is more dangerous than the other Yitzhak Hora. Rabbi Shapayachin has a beautiful vault. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefono Velaisa Vachim Vatsos Dei. Vayim Aloi Koyomar Im Lo Volgarti Varech Aradoto. Lamed Beis Hei Im Lo Volgarti Varech Aradoto. Zogt Rashi Garti Vavoracher Gematria Taryag. Taryag mitzvah shamarti, but I learned it from Esav Aroi. What are you sending Esav? Esav, you know, I learned my love and I'm a tzaddik. Shalom Aleichem. Well, what is coming to tell him? So Pashas the Pshat is coming to tell him that you think that I stole the brachas from you. The Maisa, you have a whole malchus, you have a whole eder. So what do you say? Yeah, because my father said, when you will not learn, I will be rich. But soon after you will learn, I will lose everything. I said, no, Esav, I'm learning the whole time, and you have what you have. So what are you worried about me? This is what he was telling me. Moshe Feinstein says, he told him, you think maybe instead of fighting with me, you'll become friendly with me, and like this you take me off the derech. Im Lavan galti v'tayag mitzvah shamarti. I was 22 years with Lavan, I didn't change. Don't think, he didn't know that Esav was coming to fight. They told him, no. If you think he's coming to be a friend of yours, Esav is a way to kill you. Because the Malachim came back. But he didn't know what. So when he sent to Lavan, to Esav, so the Moshe Feinstein, he told him, Esav, im Lavan galti v'tayag mitzvah shamarti. Galti v'gimatria es taryag. I saw a mistake in the sefer. I don't want to say the name of the sefer. I saw a mistake in the sefer. He asked his akash. It's a mistake. It says, "Im lovel galti v'tayag mitzvahs shomalti." Galti, it's a drashi, v'gematria taryag. Right? So he told him, "I kept taryag." So that sefer asks, is a klal in klali gematrias, that chiluf oisiyos is better from gematria. If you have the same letters, you just have to change them. It comes before Gematria. Gematria is the same number. But if it's a, they call it Nukrutim. But Moshe, it says Ze. And you can say Hez. So if it's better to use. So why Rashi has to come to Gematria Taryag? Galti is Mamish, the letters is Taryag. So it's, Rashi could have said Galti, Chiluf Oisi is Taryag. Why Rashi says Gematria Taryag? But it's a mistake. There's no word Taryag. Taryag is a gematria. Taryag is 600. There's no chiluf oisiyos Taryag. There's no word Taryag. It's part of the tzefer. I'm sure. Be surprised if I'll tell you who it is. Okay, Yaakov is fighting. Vayomer shalcheini ki olo ashacha. Vayomer lo yashachrich chokim birachtani. Vayomer lo mashmecho. Vayomer Yaakov. ויאמר לו יעקב יאמר את שמך כי הם ישראל כי סוריסו עם אלויקים ואנושים בטוח. The Malach asks Yaakov, Lamed Beis, Choftes, what is your name? And Yaakov tells him, Lo Yaakov Yomer Shmi, Malach tells him, Lo Yaakov Yomer Shim Choyt Ki Yom Yisroel. The Gemara in Ochas, Daf Yud Gimel says, if a person calls Avroham Ovinu, Avrom, Lada Hei, Oiver Be'eser, Shenema Lo Yomer Shim Choyt Avrom, Elo Avroham, Chad Omer Oiver Be'lav, so the more lo meato akoyr le Yaakov Yisroel. I'm sorry, akoyr le Yisroel Yaakov also be oyver be'eser. It says lo yom oshim choyd Yisroel Yaakov ki Yisroel. So if someone calls Yaakov Avinu Yaakov instead of Yisroel, then it will be oyver be'eser. The more says akoyr le Avrom Avinu Avrom and Abay, or you be'eser. Shenema lo yom oshim cho Avrom ki im Avrom. So if someone calls Yaakov Avinu Yaakov instead of Israel, also be oyver be'eser. Lo yom oshim cho Yaakov ki lo Yaakov yom oshim cho ki im Israel. So the Gemara asks the Kashe, why when you call Avrom Avinu Avrom, you oyver be'eser, and be Yaakov you not oyver be'eser? So the Gemara, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself called him later. ויאמר השם אל יעקב בחלום הלילה אלוהי כי אברהם מצווה ויענקב כל הפרק כולו בקרוב עם יעקב פרק דבר שיש סדקה שזה נקדש בו so this is the kasha. Here we see that when you change the name, it changes. So why by Yaakov it doesn't change? The Malach changes it, Hashem changes it later, and later we carry on calling him Yaakov. אז איפה רק דמר שו, עם רוח הזה יום יד גימה. מר שו says it hurts. There's another Hezbah here from my uncle Rav Avraham Shmulevitz. He said, "Givaldi Gavol." I go, "The Masver of the Derech Shalom." What Yaakov symbolizes? Yaakov symbolizes the war. Vayakveini zepa amayim. The rough life, the hard life. It's fighting. Three parshas. Vayeitze, vayishlach, vayeshem. I heard once. Vay, vay, vay. Vayetze, he's going to live with love on the whole parsha. Vay, Vayishlach, the ganze meister mit Esav. And Dino, Vay, Vayeshev, Vay. He had all the three tzoras. Because of Ruk Shel Yosef, Yosef was sold. All the three parshas starts with a Vay. Vayetze, Vayishlach, Vayeshev. Yaakov is a sufferer. Because Yashkel Leishem B'Shalva next parasha, Israel is Kisoriso im Anoshim ve'Elokim v'Tucho. Life is good. Eretz Israel, I'm Israel. Israel is the winning. The Yaakov is the beginning. Avrom Avinu, his name will switch from Avrom to Avrom. You call him back Avrom, you make him very small. Before he's Avram, Av Leharom, now he's Avamon Goyim. Call him back to his bad name. So Rosh Kenta. He's Avram Avinu, but you're going back to his old days. Hakoyr la Avram, Avram, Oyro Be'eser, Oyro Be'lav. Yaakov suffered. We have to know Ba'os. The suffering we brought. My mother sat in Siberia for 6 years. She was a prisoner in Siberia. 6 years. She was 6 years old till 12. I'm proud of my mother that she sat in Siberia. Right? You're also proud of me that I have such a mother, right? I'll tell you, my father sat in jail for drugs for 6 years. I'll be embarrassed, right? So why I'm proud of my mother was in jail for 6 years in Siberia? Because she was a yid, right? She suffered for being a yid. She's not embarrassed. So I'll tell you, my mother, chutz from that, she was also in the Holocaust for 6 years. She was not, but then mama, she's choshev, yeah? My mother told me, she had a long life. Oh, she's living it. Good days, hard days. A lot of things in her life, she's masking to trait. One thing she's not masking to trait. That beautiful 6 years of Siberia. She's not masking. This she doesn't give over for nothing. Yaakov is proud of the years that he was fighting. These are the years. These are the years that Yaakov wants to be called Yaakov. It's not the pshat he had a hard day and now he's Yisrael. This is the chashivus. The hard days are the days that count. So the Malach told him, you're not Yaakov, you won, you Yisrael, you won Esav. But Yaakov is happy to be called Yaakov. This is what counts. I say over Alamo, the Moshe from the Chofetz Chaim, mentioned a couple times, the person comes to the Shemayim, comes to Elam HaEmes, they put on the scale, look mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah, he davened in the shul. The Rav was very into it in the shul. Haveris, Haveris, they tell him Gehenna. He's about to go to Gehenna. White Malochim are flying in with bags full with mud and slush. They put it on the mitzvah slowly, slowly, slowly. Oh, it wins. Tell him Gan Eden. He says, what is this? Kisei Adam, what's so much slush, slush, mud? So when you walk to the shul, it was raining and snowing in the mud. All of that counts. Said it. 2 minutes later, another guy dies in the shul. Get one of your mitzvah, you down in the shul every day. The rebels very into it. They put it on the scaler, Averis, 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 Gehenna. Okay, he wakes, he looks, no white malachim flying in. So the boy said, bring my my big car. I had a special limousine, a huge limousine. Put it on the scaler. I'm telling you, we'll weigh much more from all of the mud. Then we're sorry. In this world, we only weigh mud. We don't weigh limousines. Here, mud counts. Limousine doesn't count. We'll say in Chanukah, "Al Anisim, Al Anifloes, Al Chuyes, Al Milchomes." Al Anisim, Nifloes, Chuyes, Al Milchomes. What are you proud of the Milchomes? We proud that it was hard. When you win, the days that you're hard, you're a king. The days that are hard, you can. This is the king. Yaakov wants to be called Yaakov. We'll go by it. Yaakov turns over to the Malach, Vayishal Yaakov, Vayomer, Hagidon Hashmecha, tell me what is your name. Vayomer, Lomo Zetisha Lishmi. Why are you asking for my name? Rashi says, I don't have a name. I don't have a name. So Yaakov is asking him, what is your name? And he says, I don't have a name. Zot Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, what do you think he answered? I don't have a name. I ask you, what's your name? I don't have a name. Zot Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, he answered him, I don't have a name. This is the answer. What's your name? I don't have a name. My name is, I don't have a name. The Yitzhak doesn't have a name. A person thinks that he has a title. He wants this, he wants that. You want to eat something, you finish to eat it, it's nothing, yeah? What you wanted to eat is a geschmacky piece of cake. You ate it? Now what? Again, you want to eat a certain way? This is Titus. I have to go away for Shabbos. Tyler. I have to go somewhere. Tyler. It's Gaulish. It's not real. It's not real. It's a Chazal say, Moshel, the Tanchum is done in Bereshis Rabbe. Moshel, there was an old man that didn't have feet. He had a big jacket, hard face, with a knife, and he stand in Parshas Drochim. He didn't have feet. Everyone that passed right away gave him all the money. Ad shebo chocham echol, omar, ein lo iraglayim. התחילו הכל מקי מויסוי עד שלא נשאר ממנו כלום. This is the Yitzhak. He can't do nothing to you. He could scare you. The world is coming to an end. The world is coming to an end. Soon I'll feel terrible. I'm nobody. He can't touch you. He could learn and be the happiest person in the world. He could go like this. It looks like I can't anymore. Things are going terrible. I don't know what to be. It's gomished. It's gomished. I don't have a name, said Yochai Shalevitz. Tifer, if you know my name, I don't exist anymore. If you have the Yitzhak, I'm nobody. The whole koyach is that you don't have the name of the Yitzhak. a person gets up in the morning and he has a headache, and he realizes it's not a headache, it's the Yitzhahara. So he gets up right away. Then comes Friday afternoon, he knows. Well, he doesn't want to learn now because it's Yitzhahara, not because he has to rest. He knows he doesn't have to rest now. Friday, Lo Shabbos, he knows he has to learn. When it's Yitzhahara, it's not a problem. The problem with Yitzhahara does get you tired, you need friends, you need this, you need that. I don't have a name. When you know my name, I don't exist. My chefzer, the name is Lo Motisha Leshmi. This is what the Yitzhahara answered him. It's not a pshat, he asked him for a name. He says, it's more that Chazal said, Morishan gave everything a name. The Mahus. Yaakov wanted to know the Mahus of the Koyach of Esau. And the answer is, there's no Mahus. It's a bluff. Schlusinger once was giving me Musar. He told me, it's like you come into a room, it's very dark. Very dark. You feel there's lions and animals. Put on the light, there's closets, it's Goldish Dog, yeah? Middle of the night, you hear the noises, you hear the lion, yeah? You know it's Goldish. Tomorrow morning, you know you're scared by night to go somewhere, yeah? You get up in the morning, no one was killed in the middle of the night, right? No lions came to nowhere. But when you're in the middle of the night, you feel who knows what is going to happen. It's dimyonis. The koyach of the yetzer is dimyon. If you would know my name, I don't exist. So the Sorei Shel Esav gave him the answer. Lo motisha zeh lishmi, echad nishken nomen. My koyach is when there's no name. Vayiso Yaakov hino v'yar v'hine Esav bov v'imoy arba mois ish. Famous Maariv Diskin when he was a kid, 7 years old. Maariv Diskin when he was 7 years old, he would go to a tree. He would pick up the leaves from the tree. The Maariv Diskin, when he was a kid, he would say the tree is 5,000 leaves. He had a very good eye, he could have seen it. Ramesh Feinstein also had it. I know in Manhattan he would count 20, 20, 20. The floors, Ramesh would count in 20s. 20, 20. This is Mabuz. This is the way Ramesh had it. Maariv Diskin did it, 5,000. Ramesh was 20, yeah? Actually, the tour from America was my mind. Chemoshe count to 2020. This is what I heard from Yehuda Dobo. So they asked him on a disc, and we can't believe you that you know there's 5,000 leaves. So he would say, take off some leaves, don't tell me how much, and I'll tell you how much was left in the tree. This is the way they test the disc. So they told him it's impossible to know. So he said, it's our parsha. Vayiso Yaakov Eino, Vayar Vehine Abamo Yisish. Yaakov saw 401 shot. Even some people say it, Malachim Tonon 400 are coming. But it says, Vayar Vehine Arba Moisish. He saw 400. The famous word of Chaim Adin, Kachmas Bechos Yashir, Vez Bechok, Yichanan Elokim, Bech Yesh Likol, Vayivtzar Boi Vayikach. Esav didn't want to take it. Yesh li rab, och yeh lecho asher lecho. Yaakov anoy no mitzos yichem beinecho, kach mezbichosi, v'yivtza boi v'yikach. So they say to Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim said, the way to work with goyim is only with shoychat. But sometimes the goyim don't want. So the parasha shteyt v'yivtza boi. Push him, you will take. And the goyim, v'yivtza boi. If you push him, he takes. Then the Pasuk says, Yaakov comes to Shechem. Vateitze dino basleo, asher yodo le Yaakov liris bivnei seoretz, vayaro iso Shechem ben chamoim, vatit baknaf shebedino bas Yaakov, vayikach oiso vayishka voiso vayaneno. Ubnei Yaakov bohu min asode kishomom vayisyaatzvu anoshim vayichar lemoi, ki nevolo oso bi-Yisroel lishka bas Yaakov, vechein lo ye oso. כי נבוא לו עושה בישראל לשכבס בסייקו וכן לא יעושה. Rashi says the words, כי נבוא לו עושה בישראל למדלת פוסק זיין, ובני יעקו יבואו מן הסודה כשומע ויסייצבו אנושים ואיכר לא ימועד, כי נבוא לו עושה בישראל לשכבס בסייקו. וכן לא יעושה, בואו לזה וכן לא יעושה, לאנס הספסולוס, שאומוס גודרו עצמו מן הרייס על ידי המאבו. Shalom was exactly the Yisur. She was a Pnuya. שלא יקדרקו, אז באוינס, אבל קיבלו על עצמו משלו אילנו יש לסבסולס. So the main avla was, כי נבוא לא עושה בישרו לישקו בסבס יעקב. וכן לא יעושה. So the בסלבי. What is the time at Shechem? Ki nevo lo oso b'Yisroel lishko v'zbas Yaakov. How he has to know who is Yaakov Avinu? You know who is Yaakov Zotim Salevi? I don't know. Shechem saw, what happened these days? You know, everyone had a different getchke. People, you know, the world people were going with places and tents. Yaakov came with his family with sheep. Chais, nocham and doma, yeah? El hamba. Say, he has a daughter, he had the daughter, big deal. The follow also be soil lishko with Bas Yaakov, such a time of it. So the Mesalevi, I is right. Brings down the aloche. If a person came to a lady, he told her, you see this apple from silver? Please look after it. The man said it was a gold apple. But he was scared to tell her that it's gold, because then she will steal it. Gold is a lot of money. He told her it's silver. Now the aloch is like this, she left it and it got lost. So she has to pay for silver. But if she took the apple and she threw it in the garbage, she has to pay for gold. Why? We tell her, who gave you permission to throw it? So what if I told you it's silver? The person goes over to someone, tears his shirt. Oh, I didn't know it's it has an animal on it. Yeah? I thought it was a regular shirt. Yeah, I thought you're a sheepish. I didn't think you're a modern boy, yeah? So I didn't know you have, so from the back he threw his shirt. He didn't know that he has animals on his shirt, yeah? He thought a regular sheepish guy, a normal shirt, yeah? So I'm asking you a shot. He doesn't have to pay the whole shirt? How about he has to pay the whole shirt? Why? Who let you to take my shirt? Zogni Mr. Levy, you're right. They didn't know who was Bas Yaakov. If it's accepted to chop a girl and to do it to her, say, I didn't know Bas Yaakov is special. So you need why you called her Maisie than Bas Yaakov. He passed his laloch, a person goes to a hotel in Yerushalayim, Lamazari. Yeah? You're not allowed to go. Say, he has a date. And then they serve him treif. He's chayev mezid ki'ilu he went to China and he ate in a restaurant. Because you have to be careful not to eat here. A bacha goes to a place. Shmir Sanai, he hopes, he knows this is great. That is nichshol. And Yehuri, Mechulei. He's mezid gomu. You didn't have a right to be there. You're the traitor to the kibbut. Mezid, it's no harness. Mezid. This is a good salami. So the person speaks Lashon Hara as his best friend. Not because he hates them. He just doesn't want his friend to become a god gadol, yeah? He wants him to stay friendly. So he keeps him, he keeps him posted in the same... And because he spoke about him, the guy lost the shidduch, lost everything. He's nitba keilu, he went and verschmutzt him in Gaza. That's the answer to B'Salev. So they say over the famous Maisa, Mohammad Chazrachi says it over Lel Shabbos, if you invite the god, it's good to go to his yeshiva, it takes 5 hours. He says it... He says over this vault, over 5 hours, beautiful, he says it. It's like a break in the middle, I think 1 o'clock is a break for 20 minutes. And he says over the story that Bisalevi was going once, and he was a Rav in Slutsk in that days yet. And he was going, it was a winter. And it started to snow cold in the middle of the way. And they saw a little inn. So he told the Balagoli, Rosh dear, it's snowing, we'll freeze to death. He goes and knocks on the door. No one answers. Knocks again, doesn't answer. Bisalevi tells him, bang at the door, it's Pakoch Nefesh, wake him up. He bangs. The guy opens and says, what happened? We stuck here in the snow. So we're sorry, there's no place. And he pushes the door. Bisalevi tells the guy, bang at the door, Pakoch Nefesh, we have to get in. He bangs, he pushes his foot inside, the guy can't close the door. It's okay, just come, sit in the corner. They sit in the corner, they're quiet, they're not to wake up no one, close. Salemi sits in the corner learning. The Balabas comes to Salemi, shh, people are sleeping here, quiet, shut the candle. Salemi sits there quietly, Pitam is big noise, big horror. You know, you hear like wagons are coming, a noise. It was the cousin of the Rebbe, came with the whole Pamalia. The Bala Achsanya got up. The Rebbe came, took out the mashke, put on the lights, the whole Zach. Then the Rebbe wanted to have a Ma'ariv. So he asked, where's the biskisa? He said, oh, near the kitchen. The Rebbe goes, the Slutsker off! The Slutsker off! The Gamadol! The Gamadol is here! Kitzer takes him. The Kitzer, they make their big suda, big tish. Two people are sitting in the top. The Slutsker Rebbe and the Slutsker off! The Gamadol is there! And everyone is there. The Gamadol! Salim was the Gamadol! Everyone was excited. The only one that felt terrible was the Balabas. He didn't know who was the Misalev. He knew who was the Misalev, he didn't recognize him. So in the end of the Suda, he comes over to the Misalev. I want to ask Mechile. I didn't know who you are, I didn't recognize you. Misalev told him, I'm not Mechile. Vizikov Latera, never Mechile. Rebbe, Mamish, Oynes Gomu. He told him, I'll tell you. You think I can't be merchel you? But even to a yid, you don't have to make such a chalos zochim like you meant. V'chein lo yehose. So you nitva al nevono also be Yisrael lishke v'zbasi ha'akoyf. So you're amazing to mevazek the God l'ador. You mevazek of the terem amazing. You're going straight to Gehenna. There's no mechilah to such a person. So Rebbe merchel me. So maybe that is one eight. Come to my house. Move into my house for 2 weeks. You'll learn how you machnis erach to a regular yid. Then I can merchel you. And he became a big chassid in Misalev. Famous mice. So this is the estate of Misalev. V'chein lo yehose. So you're right. The passage says, ki nevo lo hose b'Yisrael. It was a time of nevo lo hose b'Yisrael. But why was the tviya nevo lo hose b'Yisrael? The tviya nevo lo hose b'Yisrael was ki v'chein lo yehose. This is the reason it was a tvir. Then the pastor says, I told him to have a smile. Vahibayim ashlishi b'yoysam koyavim vahikhushte b'nei Yaakov Shimon v'Levi achidino ishcharboi vayavoyu al ha'ir betach. Betach. Vayargu kol zocho. So the Pesach said they came to kill, they came betach. Like they were not worried, they knew they would finish the whole city. So Rashi says, how they came betach? So they knew they would manage to kill them because they're weak. Avram, Yitzchak was davening for them. Yitzchak was davening for them. P'tuchim b'koich ha'ishul zok. P'tuchim b'koich ha'ishul zok. But I heard a pshat, it's brought down. V'ayibayim ha'shlishim b'yisim koyavim v'ayikhushtem liyakim sh'v'ahedin ha'ishchaba v'yavoy al ha'ir betach. So Rashi says they were not scared, they knew they would win. V'schamoy v'eshchem b'noi holgu l'fi chorev. Deir doesn't say that was betach. Deir was already a war. The whole city was like just 1-3. Shchem v'chamor, they had to fight. Shchem v'chamor, they had to fight. So some say because Shchem v'chamor, it was not Yom Shlishi, they made the bris milah right away. And the Pesach says that first Shechem v'Chamor made a bris milah, then they went, they convinced the whole city. So the whole city was Yom Shlishi, but that was really Yom Revi. But I think the Bechaya says, different pshat from Rashi. The whole city, they knew they would manage to kill them right away. Shechem v'Chamor, they knew it would be hard. Why? Shechem v'Chamor, they did the Aveira because they had tithe. Avada nish b'seida, but it's a lower tvi on a person that does avir because he has tithe. the city didn't have a taiva. The tviya in the city was that they were not moicher. Stavu al adini. They didn't have a taiva. And them was a starker tviya. And someone that has a taiva can verstehen. Mal da taiva. Can verstehen. Mal da taiva. Aber Shechem, the city didn't have a taiva. Why the city didn't have a taiva? The main idea was taken out poshut. Why don't we go back one revolt in the beginning of the parasha? The Briskerov, that he was once in a dacha, in a vacation, and a rabbina came over to him and told him, what is the pshat? How Yaakov Avinu managed to keep himself in such a high madrega by living by Lavan? So he told him, it says in our parsha pshat. And the Briskerov said, don't think that what I told him, I really think that it's the pshat. But the Ashkofe is right. Im Lovon Garti, Tarei Mitzvah Shomarti, Feloi Lomaleti Mimaiso Varoim, the Lord says, Rashi says, Im Lovon Garti, Tarei Mitzvah Shomarti, Feloi Lomaleti Mimaiso Varoim. No, for sure, if you kept Tariag, Feloi Shomarti Mimaiso Varoim. The Torah says, you could keep Tariag and stay a Shegetz. Lovon was a Shegetz, Chutzna, he was Eiver Averis. So in love and garti, tarimitz v'shomarti, abo v'yavle lomati m'may zeh v'roim. V'ahil ishor v'chamor tzoyim v'eved v'shifchon. I looked at love on that he's a shoyr. Im love and garti, v'echar adato, v'yehili. Lamed beis posuk vov. V'yehil ishor v'chamor. I looked at love on that he's a shoyr v'achamor. I'll tell you, I was sitting once in Lake Beaker, Connecticut. I don't know, like, you know, it's a city over the water. It was a convention, it was 15 years ago. I was there, it was a Shabbos, like it's a private city, like the whole city is with the gates. You can't, with the permission even to go to the city. Shabbos, I was following my way the whole Shabbos. Sitting there. In the middle of Shabbos, they put near me a psychosh of a doctor, a surgeon for Yilam Bachelan, some mumcha, some mumcha. And the Jew shit. I asked him, how you got here? He said, no, I drove to outside of the city. I walked by foot. And there was a little time there. He made an operation for a kid, a kid from Muncie. I said, Shabbos, how you got here? He said, no, I parked the kid. Oh, I didn't come to the car till the house. I parked in there in the beginning of the city. I walked by foot. So I asked the person that is near me if I could get a bag. Big bag. So I said, quick. Kids in the room to the kitchen. I said, well, I said, I'm going to vomit. I touched the guy that drove. Shabbos. So everyone looked at me. I said, if you will tell me that he's a carnival and he just ate a kid for breakfast, you will agree with me that I want to vomit? He did something a little bit worse. Driving a Shabbos is a skila. Eating a kid is a saif. Nishna zechobo. Nishna zechobo to eat a kid. It's a saif. Busal odom berabonon. Yeah? This is our problem. It doesn't mean the whole Shabbos I danced with him, I was mekarev of him. I said, I can dance and mekarev of him if I work on myself to vomit after I touch him. Our problem, the Briskerov says, we don't look at the people that do averis ikodik. Abbas Yisrael, what is our kindness and the Mizrachnikas? Why are we hating them so much? Now that we found out they're almost not Jewish, they're trying to machiv klal Yisrael. Because they're mizuyofi. They're tzvui. Abbas Yisrael, they tell us the whole time we have to love every Jew. But the only one that they don't love is the people that are from. If they will love us that they, like they love the not from people, I don't have no time to tell them. They love every Jew. They love the country, they love to fight, they love every Jew. I'm for that also. I also love every Jew. But I don't love a Jew that loves every Jew, chosen the person that has a black yarmulke. So he doesn't love every Jew. He loves something else. I don't want to explain it. Well, you love every Jew, why you don't love the Haredim? For every Friday, melamed zchus on them, melamed zchus on the Haredim that they don't understand. Tirek shenishpo, they don't understand that you don't have to go to the army, nebach. They don't understand that you have to make a parnosa, nebach. Maybe you'll be wrong, I'm asking to be wrong. But why the guy that is driving in Shabbos, he's asking to shake his hand and he loves him, nebach. Why doesn't he know I'm a nebach? Avas Yisrael has to be for everyone. If not, it's not Avas Yisrael. I said again, we love every yid, but we have to look at the Mechalal Shabbos like he ate a kid. And we have to love him for that also. But don't say no. The yid that ate kids you don't like. Oh, but this person, he's very wealthy. God is not a Shem Shabbos. What if George Bush and the next one, the more chashuv shtekel, comes over to you and gives you a hand? You'll feel good, right? Clinton came over to me, chashuv, yeah? And if the Talmid Chacham in Gemar came over to you and shake your hand, you feel less chashuv. This is the reason you will never grow, Zachar Biskelov. Who is more chashuv? Bill Clinton or in Gemar that knows Shas? Everyone says, no, in Gemar knows Shas. But if someone will come over to you, in Gemar knows Shas, no. If your Rebbe will call you over, no. But if Bill Clinton will call you over, for if you're a week, you'll be shaking, yeah? That you machshiv what is not really chashuv. What is chashuv? It's gone. He's gone. This is much more chashuv. The Tanya says, you machshiv that gone. Skarov told the Rabbina, Yaakov told him, Vayili shol v'chamol. Yaakov was very nice to love him. I'm trying to explain. I'm not telling you to mevaze someone. Cholilo. Machshiv everyone. That person became from in the end because of me. That doctor. I hugged him and kissed him, everything. But I went to the bathroom to vomit. I didn't manage. Because I'm not so chosher eid. I didn't manage to vomit. I just managed to say it. I didn't manage to do it. I'm not fooling myself. I'm also like you, yeah? But you have to know what is the avodah. The Biskerov told him. The side of love on is Vayili shol v'chamoy. I'm machshiv ruchnias. I'm machshiv yiddishkeit. When you machshiv things that are not yiddishkeit, you can't win it. Slowly, slowly, you crawl into it. So this was the answer to the Rabbina. Im love and galti, v'tayim mitzvah shemalti, you know why? V'ayil yishol b'chamoyah. Shabbos.